Yes, yes, 999. Well, on the left, I may carry on in work, yeah? Okay.
It takes one thing to be a good paralegal. Passion. When you have passion, you go the extra mile. You become creative. When you sleep overnight, you think of your client. How am I going to help this client go through this process? With your salary, you think within the box. I'm paid this amount of salary, I'm going to work within this range. But with passion, you think outside the box. You can be able to transform lives that you, as a paralegal in that community, your name will never disappear.
My name is Sonkita Conte. I am a legal practitioner in Sierra Leone, and I'm also the program director for Namati's operations in Sierra Leone.
My name is Akmedin Sise, working for Namati as a legal empowerment advocate.
You know, since the end of the war, we've had several elections which were held peacefully, and the view is that we're on the road to recovery.
My job involves advocating or talking on behalf of deprived communities for them to have a fair or equitable treatment in the country.
Hello? Yes, Chief. I've been trying to call you, but I didn't get you.
In the past 3 or 4 years, we've seen a floodgate of investors coming into Sierra Leone.
What's in our name? What's in our name?
Sierra Leone has these huge deposits of natural resources that potentially could lift the country out of poverty. And so there are hundreds, literally hundreds of companies coming in, either to invest in the mining sector or in the agriculture sector. And for these two activities, you know, they require huge, huge access to huge, huge tracts of land.
Is the chief of Manonko? So he's suspicious of anyone that goes to Manonko doing any research, survey, or mapping. So whenever he sees somebody he does not satisfy with, he will call me. If the person does not recognize me, if the person doesn't know me, then the person is in trouble.
The interesting thing is that most of these companies that come in have a mantra that it's about bringing people out of poverty. We're here to provide jobs for you. We're here to bring you out of poverty. And that is all that the people understand. That's all that the people know.
The only vehicle that you can see plying this route are owned by ADAX, exception to the motorcycles. But all the vehicles that are plying this route are owned by ADAX company.
When it comes to the brass tacks, the details of the operations, they don't normally let the people understand.
We are on our way now to Masatele village. We've passed 3 villages, Mabole, Robert, and Matamba.
The lease documents are drafted by lawyers in technical language, and care is not taken to go back to these communities to explain the provisions to them.
Most of these drivers are crazy. You can see now they are plying the route with high speed, terrific speed. You know, and we really need to be careful.
We have spoken to communities, and it is not that they are against investment. No, they actually want investment.
We met a road accident where a motorcycle rider was carrying 2 women. They fell on the road.
But, and that's a very serious caveat, they would like investment that does not exploit them.
It takes a good rider to take you safe to Masatele village.
We're doing work in the north. There is this Swiss company called ADAX that has interests there. It's operating a huge plantation, a sugarcane plantation, to produce ethanol, which it plans to export to the European Union. And I can talk to you about one particular village that provided the impetus.
We are now entering Masatele village.
It's called Masatele.
You can see the school over there. Even though it is not up to standard, but I think the people are trying to cope with it, and this is their playing ground.
They somehow became aware that the lease covered their entire village.
And yeah, Piari second, People are welcoming us. They are greeting us to the village also. And you can see some cattle around, sheep, you can see dogs, children also are watching us. Yeah, Nupiari, Nupiari. Second. Nupiari, Nupiari. And the children are so happy. Nupiari, Nupiari. Children are so happy to see us. You know, they know that we are here for a purpose.
Sometime in 2010, ADAX obtained a leasehold of about 50,000 hectares of land from three chiefdoms, Bombali, Shebura, Malalmara, and Makai Banti. This very small village, from the beginning, resisted, you know, the provisions of the lease agreement, even without fully understanding what was in it.
Thank God we arrived safely.
They said no. We are not willing to allow you to lease our entire village.
Yeah.
You could take some of the land, and the rest you should leave for us so that we could do our farming.
We are seeing children around playing, and we are going for a meeting with the elders of the town, including women and children. They are calling women now. They say, come for the meeting. Just drop your firewood over there, they'll come for the meeting.
Because of the back and forth and the lack of progress, the community came down to Freetown, to Namati's office, and asked for help.
A child or a son of Masetle came to Namati office with his relatives and reported that they were not explained properly for them to understand the content of this agreement.
As you can see, this land is so fertile. Now, this is one of the fertile bully land within Malalmara Chiefdom in the Tonkolele district. People used to cultivate rice here, but no more, because the land now belongs to ADAX.
Now, the assumption is that the local leader should be in touch with the communities, but we have seen that that is a very wrong assumption.
This land, the people we are seeing, if they knew that this land was part of the agreement which the Chiefdom Council signed on behalf of them, they shouldn't have agreed. They never gave this land to ADAX.
We've had situations where the people tell you, we are not aware of what they're doing. We were not informed of their actions. They do not come to talk to us about what's happening.
So we went there purposely to explain to them the clarity of this agreement which they signed.
We became involved in actually representing the community and pushing for a renegotiation.
We went to Malalmara and organized a meeting with other community members and representative also from our settler village. This was the start of our intervention on this ADAX issue.
One thing that is clear is the company actually needs a peaceful environment to carry out its operations. Of course, you're aware that we had 10 years of very brutal civil conflict. If these issues are not resolved, there's no guarantee that the company would be able to carry out its operations peacefully.
After the Truth and Reconciliation Commission was set, found out that the root cause of the war is as a result of injustice.
The environment is green, friendly, you know, and the atmosphere is a bit cool. The sun is not hot. It started raining this morning, but now it is not raining. The birds are also singing songs from the bush, from the forest around us.
You know, it's a basic right that you should participate in decisions that affect your life. What we want to see is companies actually engaging with communities rather than just engaging with the leaders. Just talking to the leaders or to the member of parliament or the councillor is not enough. You need to go down to the communities and talk to them as well.
It is getting to 8 now, it has passed 7. Yeah, there is a rainbow, and In Sierra Leone or in the villages, whenever there is a rainbow, they said the chimpanzee is giving birth. That's a myth they have here. But we are on our way back to Makeni, having spent the whole day at Masetle village.
I feel confident that Namati is doing its own. It's playing its own part in ensuring that communities understand, you know, that the law could be used to improve their lives, and they could also, by themselves, you know, use the law to get certain things done.
Okay, thank God. We came safely and we are leaving now to Makeni. We hope we will be back here tomorrow. Okay, bye to you, Masetle people.